have a photograph. Preserve your memories. They're all that's left you.
Simon and Garfunkel with two tracks from their Bookends album, Old Friends, and the Bookends theme itself. Talking about photographs, you know, I'm feeling very sentimental tonight, as you've probably gathered, and I spent quite a long time sticking all my old photographs in my photograph album, and I've now got some new ones to add to it, because every single member of the Radio Hallam staff has given me a signed photograph, with appropriate messages on, of course, to stick in my new album, and I shall sit there and in my little shack in Detroit and shed a tear or two over these photographs. They're going to mean an awful lot to me. This record album means an awful lot to me as well, because it was signed by a very lovely lady who came into the night a few months ago. Her name is Diane Solomon, and she wrote on this particular album to Brenda, "Thanks for a superb interview, all the very best, and you're a lovely DJ." Well, if I don't say it tonight, when will I say it?
Sometimes love feels like it's taking forever.
We can never know, from Mr. Charles Aznavour. That was my climber of the week that Radio Hallam actually went on air, starting on the 1st of October 1974. Now, Mr. Keith Skews has got an amazing memory for song titles and artists and chart positions, and he's an absolute wizard. He can always floor you with his facts and figures. But I wonder if he can remember exactly which climber he had in the first week of Radio Hallam being on air. Take your partners for a minuet. And at a quarter to one on this day, the 29th of July 1977, I've finally got the message that I'm leaving. Somebody's just, David Longman to be precise, has just handed me a cup of coffee with the special message written on it. Brenda, this is your last cup of coffee. This is my climber of this week.
When you're walking down
a special personal dedication now to a lady who is special to everybody at Radio Hallam. If you're feeling a bit depressed, you know, when you come in the morning or last thing at night when you leave, there's always Kath there to give you a cup of tea and say a nice cheery word, and it makes you feel a lot better. And Kath has been very special to me over the last 3 years. Kath Devine and your husband Des, thank you very much. Back to 1974 again. And George McRae, Rock Your Baby. Stewart with his own version of My Farewell. I love you all, but I'm going to miss you. And that sums up the situation. This is Brenda Ellison saying farewell, au revoir, and God bless. And in particular, my thanks to Johnny, Roger, Keith, Colin, Bill, Jonathan, Kelly, Jean, Bev, Mike Rouse, all the members of the engineering staff, all the secretaries, all our sales staff, all our news staff, Cindy Kent in particular. I wish you lots of love and lots of luck, Cindy. And last but by no means least, our managing director, Mr. Bill McDonald. I wish you all love. Good night. And that brings the time on Radio Hallam to 2 minutes before one. Time for our closing news headlines. The Prime Minister has won another pact with the Liberals to sustain the government in office for the next session of Parliament. But the Liberals have put in a stiff proviso that their support will quickly be terminated if the government doesn't get union consent for its 10% limit on next year's wage increases. Prince Charles has made the claim that it would not be a disaster if Britain left the Commonwealth. The Prince of Wales also said that the Commonwealth would survive if Britain did leave, and that unless the Commonwealth is publicised more in its home countries, it will fade away anyway. A Department of Trade survey says tourists spent more than £500 million in Britain in the first quarter of this year, and nearly 2 million people visited us. South Yorkshire will receive its biggest ever party of royal visitors today when the Queen reviews the Air Force at RAF Finningley. With the Queen will be the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Charles, the Queen Mother, Princess Alexandra and Princess Alice. The review isn't open to the public. They get their chance to see a repeat show tomorrow. The site engineer of a Rotherham tunnelling contractors has been jailed for 3 years after admitting defrauding the Inland Revenue while paying men £200 a week tax-free to get a job finished on time. The court heard that the taxmen lost an estimated £50,000. Finally, today's weather. It's going to be mostly fine with light winds. Some sun is possible and temperatures should reach around 19 degrees centigrade. That's 66 degrees Fahrenheit.